All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetl, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Tlakemk peoples up in the Nickel Valley from Gwaishkana, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's going to be on compassion on this April 9th, 2026 on Free Voices. And we have some of our usual co-hosts in the house with us. We have our Lady Fahima. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Hello.
And thank you for coming. And also we have our host of Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte, in the house with us. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And thank you to all China for joining us live.
Yes.
Always an honor and a privilege to have you come and join us live over here. And we also have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people on the East Coast, and also my brother Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkana coming in later on. And we have some, and we have a very beautiful interview with Leah Sheshberaderan coming up in our second and on our list. So stay tuned for that. And we'd like to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from France, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Spain, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. And leaving a good trail in this universe for our ancestors to be proud of us and the future generations to be happy and have a great time on this earth as we are doing right now in most places, not all places. So welcome and joining us. And we're going to start off our show with some energetic music. And this is from Goldfish Kasim and their song Kathmandu. So have a listen and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Catfish Kasim and their song Kathmandu. And we do have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk, and he's a high diving champion of the world, and we'd like to ask him to please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths. And by the way, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Chief. Thanks for having me on today. It's always a pleasure to be on with Eagle Nation. I know we're sending out those beautiful vibes of self-empowerment from here to Kathmandu.
Yeah, right on, brother. Yeah, so we thank you for joining us. And yeah, please lead us through some deep breaths.
That's right. Let's get ready for these three deep breaths. We're going to relax our shoulders, relax our jaw, relax your belly. You want to be like a big fat Buddha belly as we do these breaths so that we can feel the appreciation and gratitude for how easily the air comes into our body. And on the exhale, let's just let it all go. All right, 3, 2, 1, in through the nose. Let's go. Out through the mouth with a nice sigh. Two more. Nice. And one more all the way in. Fill them lungs up.
Awesome.
Nice. It feels good to do that with you guys every time.
Yeah, it's always so joyful just getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, getting us all fired up and ready for an awesome subject today. And our subject today is on compassion, and would love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. I think compassion's a great topic right now, especially with all the stress going on around the world in the ether. And you know, ultimately, why be compassionate? Well, we're all under the thumb of the golden rule. Mm-hmm. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. So if you can be compassionate and kind to others, especially during these times of stress and turmoil, then maybe perhaps when you're having a bad day, somebody will be a little more kind to you. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to mention that in that word compassion is almost the word compass. Mm. And we've got that saying, so-and-so has a good moral compass. Mm. And I think all of us, because of our relationship to God, the Creator, the amazing positive forces of the universe, when we are being kind and being generous and being compassionate towards others, then we are in flow with the universe, the natural flow of things. Even though it seems like things might be kind of crazy out there in the world right now, I think a lot of it is just broadcast to make us have a bad day, when in reality, this universe is so kind to us. You know, the earth is always going to hold us up. The water is always going to quench our thirst and fall exactly where we pour it. The air is always going to be easy to breathe, and the sun's always going to come up every day. Mm-hmm. So these things are so amazingly kind and simple to us, and requires almost zero effort on our own part. It's our inheritance. Mm. So let's all tune into the goodness, and it'll be easier to be compassionate to everybody.
Yes, thank you. Great. So much. Very, very wonderful, wise words, full of positivity, and just connect us all as one humanity. And yeah, and that was what I was thinking about when I chose this. It's something, it is very simple. And we all, when we come into this world, we're full of compassion. As little children, we feel it and we share it out. And as we get older, it starts to crumple up and disappear. And it's something that we all need to get back in tune with and realize and practice it, and make sure that it's something that we all practice to ourselves and to one another as fellow human beings on this world. So we always thank you for coming and joining us and sharing your compassion and your wise words. Mm-hmm. And we just always look forward to it. So thank you.
Absolutely, Chief. Thanks for having me on. And I just want to remind everybody of a new and awesome child protections tool. It's the Responsible Relationship Questionnaire. It's in French and English. And we also have a German version coming out soon. So that's wegadesk.com. WEGADESK. Wegadesk.com. Lots of love to y'all, and we'll chat again next week. Bye for now.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Bye now.
Yeah, man, that was such a beautiful introduction to our show. All those deep breaths.
Absolutely. Magic. I feel I'm swimming already again.
Yeah, we're ready to swim up the river of life.
Yes.
So, yeah, coming up next, we're going to be having our special interview with Leah Sheshbaradaran. And first, we're going to play her some music. And this is from Tom Musenik's. And it's from Beethoven. And it's a Dark Fuhr Elise. So let's have a listen to that. And we'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you. Very beautiful song. That was probably about 500 years old. Very old anyway, but very beautiful and very fitting for our interview of Leah Shashbarderan. And here it is. Here's the interview.
And the program is Free Voices. And I'm your host, Khoi Inge Shakhlach. And welcome to the program, Leah. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Yes. I just finished reading your mother's book, The People with No Camel. And what a truly magnificent book. She has passed on to the other side, but she had high acknowledgement for you and your sister and many other people that helped support her in finishing this wonderful, inspiring book of just survival and getting through one of the hardest things any human being can go through and survive to another new land and just be an inspiration to many other people around the world. And I know it must have been tough and difficult, but you continued on and you've made a big achievement in your education. And so maybe you could introduce yourself and what you are currently doing and maybe where you're currently going.
Absolutely. My name is Leah Shashbarderan. I studied social work. I did my bachelor's for 4 years at Carleton University in Ottawa. I've kind of lived all over the place, you know, born in New York, and we moved to Canada when I was 10, so I'm familiar with, you know, both American culture and parts of Canadian culture, and I'm hoping to start. I currently work with families who are fleeing domestic violence, specifically gender-based violence, and I'm hoping to start working in anti-human trafficking, hopefully on an international level, but I'm going to start nationally and see where that takes me.
Wow, that's a pretty incredible purpose in life, one that you'd think many other people would want to do and try, but that would be a very difficult and trying thing to accomplish and do. And just judging on your mother and what she went through and was able to do, I'm very convinced that you're going to be great in that role, and I'm really glad and thankful that I was introduced to you and your family through the words of and life of Counselor Fari. I was just mentioning to you earlier about how I was introduced to your father through Counselor Fari.
Mm-hmm.
And I did learn a little bit of the history of what many families of the Persian and Iranian people have gone through in having to escape and be refugees to new parts of the world and land. And the silver lining in all of that is that many great people were distributed all over the world. And I'm so grateful and honored to have such people
in my part of the world, in our part of the world, you know, we're all citizens of the world, but it's just great that it's been dispersed and balancing out our cultures and worlds, world views, and bringing us together as humanity. Mm-hmm. And it was just such an honor to read the book of your late and great mother, Roya Mogafek, and The People with No Camel is the name of the book, and mm-hmm. I recommend it for everyone that is interested in humanity and survival, and just what a difference small things in the world can make.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great honor to know you and your father, your sister, and your family that have gone through the worst part of humanity and survived, and you're still able to wake up and make a difference and continue with the best part, virtues of humanity, and continue. And so I would be very honored to have you come back on our program.